Gerard Terry.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Yet again.
And we really have had a wonderful show, starting with Cindy Shaw and Bella Kirshner this morning. And respectively, their companies were Helpful Care and My Elder Advocate, which is stuff that's so important, which is more in-the-home type of work managing and planning. That's really what it is planning.
Yes.
And then we followed up with Connie Wasserman and Donna Schulman from the JCC in East Hills, which I had no idea all that those people have to offer. And, which wasn't said during our original conversation, they have valet parking for
free
seniors.
Valet parking.
Free. That's right. That's a more important thing. Free valet parking. So even though it's a big parking lot, it's a busy place. So what, you pull up, they take your car for free, and you go inside for an hour, 2 hours, whatever you're going to be using the facility for, 92,000 square feet. So unbelievable. The only thing bigger in my mind than the 92,000 square foot facility is the Christina Luce show, though. Okay, yes. I mean, David, you have to. There's no.
The show, not Christina.
No, the show. The show. I mean, give me a break. How are you, Christina?
Good. This has really been quite the week. I'm a little tired, but
it had to be crazy. You did a wonderful, wonderful Aging in Suburbia.
Yes, it was great. We're really, really happy the way it came out. And I've been we just got a bunch of emails of other people saying how amazing it really was. You know, we had over close to 700 people, including the vendors in the building that day. So there was a lot of moving parts. But we had really wonderful speakers. Obviously, Supervisor Bosworth was there. We had Gail Kirshenbaum, who was an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. Fran Green, who had everyone in the room hysterically laughing. Fran will be coming on our show, actually, because she talks about flirting and dating, and she's a relationship coach. And what's nice about her, you know, I actually saw people coming up to her at the end there because you hear flirting, and you're like, oh, I don't want. But it's really more than that. It's about, you know, just making new relationships. And she uses
this term. Oh, it's more than flirting. We don't want to go there.
Yeah.
Well, between the covers.
Yeah.
You know, she really uses the term flirting in just relation to, you know, making new relationships and meeting people and putting yourself out there. And it's never too late to, you know, make new friends as well. On top of that, we had the second panel was integrative health and cultural wellness, which we had Lucy Gade from Northwell Health and Deborah McElliott. Who were really wonderful and talked about the importance of integrative medicine. We had on Martine Hackett, who is from Hofstra University, and she talked about the cultural wellness piece. And, of course, our third panel was the hot topic of, you know, the current times is this Medicare updates and open enrollment.
Right.
So we had on two representatives from Family and Children's Association and Ron Fatula, who is we've had on numerous times, and he's just phenomenal, Ron. He really talked about the beyond piece of Medicare and planning and community Medicaid, and you know, he's phenomenal and really knows his stuff. And then on top, we had this expo that had over 73 vendors.
Wow.
Which was amazing, and it was really great just to see everyone interacting and gathering all these different tools for their toolboxes. And the giveaways that some of these agencies brought were, I'm really upset that I didn't get a chance to go in there because I heard someone was giving away reading glasses.
Really?
Yeah. So there was quite the swag prizes there. But it was really, really a wonderful, wonderful day. And, you know, it's every 2 years, so I'm glad it's every 2 years, not every
year. Right, no, I agree.
But it was a success. You know, a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of pieces in this. But, you know, the point was to spread the word and educate people, and I think we could say that we did that. So it was a great, great, great time.
Great. Well done. I mean, you really did a tremendous job. But the amount – people don't pay attention, though. When you go to these things, and I go to a lot of them, you don't appreciate the hours of preparation that went into it. You walk around for 4, 5, 6 hours. There was water out, there's coffee, you have a nice time, and you go home. But it's endless hours, you know, and people don't pay attention. They're just like, what are they doing at Project Independence? This is the kind of things that get done.
Right, on top of, you know, the day-to-day work.
Exactly, on top of your regular job, you know, with you know, thousands of calls coming in to Project Independence per month that you're answering, and at the same time creating this, and then 72 vendors, organizing them, getting them there, and listening. I'm sure, you know, I don't want this, the table's too big, the table's too small, I need to be put here, I need to be put there. There's a lot that goes into it, so really, did a great job.
Yes, and I'm glad, you know, kudos to everybody that helped out with that. And it, what's great too is now we have a whole bunch of different resources, and I'm sure we're going to be having those people on the radio.
Right.
Show
well, that's
too,
what happens.
As well. So that was really great. And then today was a great show. So
but before
far.
We get to today's show, on top of this, we also had Halloween.
Right. I mean, it's really been, yes. The important
thing. Which required a lot of work.
Which requires a lot of prep for me. And I'm thoroughly exhausted. And our house was quite the house. We ran out of all of our bags of candy. We had to start giving out. Like, we were scrounging around.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well, you
have. Which I love.
Christina's house is totally decorated. So it's the house that attracts.
Yeah.
We, believe it or not, we didn't have one person ring the bell this year.
Really?
Yeah. And my wife had all stuff inside the door. Not one person rang the bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that, we had about 20 kids.
Did you? Okay. Okay. Well, that's still something.
Yeah, we ran out. But, you know, we left because my mom and I, you know, we both give out two separate bags. So I think everyone's like on to, you know, wow, this is like a great house. You get two bags. But, yes, I also chase down the kids because they get a little scared sometimes. I'm like, don't be scared. But I heard I was called a nice lady. So it was all a success. But, yeah, so it was quite the intense week on top of the conference was Halloween planning.
I agree. Yeah.
Just a lot going on. But, you know, enough about my festivities. Let's talk about Project Independence and all the great programs that are starting up. And I want to remind people that this month we're going to have our advisory committees have been reconvening.
Oh, okay.
And I really want to encourage people to join. You know, we're always looking for new members for our committees, and they're each region. David is part of the Roslyn area one. Mm-hmm. David, you want to tell us a little bit about what goes on at the advisories?
It's feedback and discussion. People have ideas, thoughts. Why doesn't Project Independence do, or I have a thought for, and there'll be discussion about it.
Yeah, and I think what's great too is that, you know, I'm sure David could vouch for this too, is your questions are always, you know, an answer always comes back to you, even if it's, you know, unfortunately we can't do something about it. You know, it'll always be addressed. Nothing goes unnoticed,
yeah.
You know, really.
Yeah, you're right. Even if it's no, we can't,
right.
At least they've heard you
right.
And considered it, but...
And I think what's important too, you know, that was the advisory committees have always been a fundamental piece of Project Independence. I mean, now we're over 10 years old. And, you know, the advisory committees are still just as important because those are the ones that really tell us what's going on in that particular community. Because North Hempstead's a really big place.
Yes,
and there's
is.
A lot of different things, and different areas have different concerns as well, you know, on top of, like, you know, the general issues that go on. So it's the perfect place to find out exactly what's going on in that community. And it's great. And we always love, you're not committed to come to every single meeting. You know, we don't make you sign a blood contract
or
anything. And, you know, you're able to go there and say as much as possible or as little as possible, too. So,
but when a group like that is run well, people want to keep coming back.
Yeah, well, a lot, and most people do. You know, you see the same faces, and, you know, for years, I mean, David's been part of it since the beginning, and, you know, but it's definitely important, and we want to encourage people to come in, and different organizations to even come in, too. So call 311 or 869-6311 for that. But well, other groups that are going on, do you want to tell us about the Romeos?
Ah, yes.
David's favorite group?
Romeo, retired older men eating out. The original was retired old men. My wife said, "No, guys."
She said, "I am not married to an old man."
right. It's a national organization, but each chapter or group is independent. There are no national rules.
Oh, okay.
It's just using the name, the concept of. And what it is, we don't eat out, in fact. We brown bag it at the Atria, 96 Cutter Mill Road in Great Neck. They're very nice. They offered us, give us the space. And we meet from noon till about whenever we get tired of talking, usually about 2:30.
Okay.
And anything goes. Discussion, somebody bring up a topic. The one rule we have is you may think that the idea is stupid, but you don't say the guy who put it forth is stupid. So we maintain civility.
I know, and that always really, and because that's something actually the Romeos, that's something they really do live by in their group. Because, like, you know, sometimes it can get heated, the conversation.
Oh, yes.
And they also do not have a facilitator, but they all manage to walk out, you know, as friends and talk, and there's no hard feelings, which I think is... really an amazing thing, because that's not an easy part of a group.
One of our members brings a bunch of newspaper clippings of stories, bring them forth. But somebody say, hey, to change the subject, and we're talking about something else. It works.
Right.
It's a men's social group. And the reasoning behind it, I've said many times, is men do not socialize the same way women do. Women, there is no red hat group for men. There is red hat for women.
Right, right.
Women, you know, they do socialize differently. In family groups, if you want to set up a date to meet with friends, it's, well, I'll put my wife on. It just happens. But men don't have friends the same way. They have poker buddies, bowling buddies, golf buddies, but they don't think in terms of friendships the way women do. I hear it in my house. Joan keeps complaining, gee, we don't have as many friends as we used to have. I don't know. I've got the Romeos, the people, you know.
Right, right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it works. It really works. We cover any and every topic.
But actually, that's a curious question now. Do some of the Romeos then wind up going out with the wives and that type of thing? Or it's just that the Romeos are just a men's club, or do you find some of the men say, let's get together with our wives for dinner one night?
You could if you want to, but it's not a given. It's if somebody wants to.
Right, right.
Well, for instance, one of the Romeos, his wife died a couple of months ago in a very weird accident. And we knew them from Great Neck when we used to live in Great Neck, and we'd socialize with them occasionally.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's a men's social group.
Right, okay, terrific.
That's what it is.
No, it's wonderful. And, you know, we always encourage people that, you know, you could always join. The Romeos are very open, even though they've been together for a while. We always call them ambassadors. They'll go out and talk to different people, too, about even if another group wants to start, too. So, it's, you know, that's just one of our social groups we offer. We also have another social discussion group that meets at the Parkville Library. That has a facilitator, Robin, who's one of our caseworkers over at Project Independence. And that's, you know, you can come. That's all, both men and women. It's on Thursdays from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have a senior talk group, and that's usually the first and third Thursday of every month over at the Roslyn Community Center. And that is Nancy Mizrahi, who facilitates it, along with Janet Entine, who's a PI member and one of our co-hosts as well. You know, so, and then I, you know, and they all have different formats, which I think is really good because you're able to kind of figure out.
Is that new with Janet doing that? Or she's
no, Janet, oh, really? Yeah, Janet's always been helping Nancy. And they come with topics. I know I see Nancy, you know, trying to pull together stuff too, and they meet over there. We also have another men's community group, but that one is facilitated by Robin as well at the Parkville Library. That's on Fridays at 10:30. You know, we have the Blankets of Love group, which is an amazing group. They are for the talented quilters over there and sewers, and they make these beautiful blankets and they donate them to different causes. And I mean, I've seen what's nice is that we're constantly getting donations for it, and they do an amazing work. So that's you know, something then. But that's a social group for them. They sit there, they talk,
right, okay,
and they knit. That's at 1 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park on Tuesdays. Now, which has been really popular, we have a Games People Play group that's on Wednesday, November 8th and November 22nd over at Clinton G. Martin Park. And that goes on from 1 to 4 p.m. And there's all different games that go on. So people are playing all different things. I saw Otto and his wife there the other day. It's really a fun group. And I think, you know, what's nice is we've realized, too, over the years that on top of the educational programming we do, these social groups are equally as important as well.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, because I think, you know, that's a piece people sometimes don't realize
right.
that, you know, but I think, you know, that's, and we really try to kind of have at Project Independence all different kinds of groups that, you know, you're able to kind of get everything that you need to age in place healthy and happy. You know, it's really our main goal. So that's what we try to do over here. We also have a great group that I really encourage people that if you are a caregiver to either your parent or if you're a caregiver to your spouse, Gail Sellis, who's our gerontologist over at Port Washington Senior Center, offers this group. And it's really a phenomenal group. And it's so important because a lot of people, you know, in talking to them, don't even consider themselves a caregiver. They say, well, you know, I'm just taking care of my husband. You know, it's not, you know, it's, and they don't realize also the kind of stress that goes on puts on them because they're just so used to taking care of that person. But this
Christina
is
doesn't realize she's a caregiver for Project Independence.
That's right.
You should be going to that group. So
I probably should. I could definitely use it. You know, and it's just a great place to kind of vent and meet people and, you know, see that other people are going through the same things right. and share resources. And Gail is absolutely phenomenal at that, too. So that is the Caregiver to Your Parent group is the second and fourth Wednesday every month. And Caregiver to the Spouse group is the first and third Wednesday of every month. So Gail is very busy over there. But you can call.
I saw her yesterday. Not yesterday. Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Because there. Gail also on a sidebar is our veterans caseworker as well. And, you know, she's over at the veterans breakfast that's going on actually right now at Clinton G. Martin Park. But that's great about our veterans caseworker. Anyone who is a veteran, no matter your age, is able to call up Gail and she would help them out, which is something that's really great.
That's amazing. It really
yes,
is.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to take a little bit early break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.